Hey, this is Pete Tsironis, CEO and founder of Dots and Bridges. Excited to talk with president of On Point Consulting, Samara Schulman. Samara, it is great to see and hear you.
Right back at you.
We are almost halfway through the year, which is crazy, but in the fiscal year perspective in our government, there's this time of year where September 30th is looming, and then there's a new fiscal year. And I was thinking about this planning process, and I wonder how you're approaching this in terms of what you're looking at, what your teams are looking at, and how do you make sense of it all?
Yeah, I mean, Pete, what you're talking about is one of the many things I love about being in this industry. There's so much coming at us. I think we even talked a episode or two ago about just how do you kind of balance everything. And it's interesting to me when we call it a planning period. I don't know if planning is the best way to phrase it, or if it's continuous planning. But my point being that we plan, but it's not really planning. This is the doing part for us. This part is just as important as getting to do the solutioning. And there's so many things that at On Point we take into consideration. We've talked before, executive orders and memorandums and all of those important documents that are released. But you look on performance.gov, you look at the budget hearings going on, all of that needs to be taken into account as well as reading like the daily headlines and what's going on in the country and what's the latest. And it's just one big balancing act. To me, that's fun. For example, I was looking this morning at performance.gov and looking at priority goals. And budget aside, when you look at just Department of Education, the priority goals on there support states and local agencies as they invest in every student's mental health and well-being. They talk about teacher shortages on here. They talk about, this one is interesting to me, expedite academic recovery and accelerate learning for every student. And it references getting back to where we were pre-pandemic levels. These are things that, budget aside, just to know that this is what is important to the Department of Education hits home, because these are the things that for those of us who have kids or nieces or nephews or conversations with kids and ask them, hey, how was your day today at school? It's pretty cool when it hits home like that. And you see it on performance.gov that, all right, this is what they're going against. And then you can look up the budget and this is where the budget dollars are going to go to and the different projects and everything.
I used to work at Department of Education, and you highlight a goal that is so humanizing, mental health. And we know there's technology associated with that. Is there a contract? Is there a funding opportunity? And to your point, the budget. So I just want to echo, you're right. It's a melting pot of stuff that you need to connect those dots on.
Absolutely. This is just the first steps. Then you watch and you keep an eye on the contracts that are coming out, and you're looking at the patterns and you're looking at how the contracts reach back to both the budget dollars, back to the priority goals, back to just O&M, just keeping the lights on. And then you work under constraints. And then you try to factor in relationships and what are the solutions and who do we talk to about this? If we look and say, oh, wait, you know what? I think On Point's got a great idea about how we can help you do X, Y, and Z. How do we get that across? Who are the right people to talk to? Versus just going about, all right, this is what they want. This is what we can give them. And let's move on. That's part of what makes this so exciting, is just the opportunity to really help with each agency's mission.
It all ties back to executive orders, OMB memoranda, eventually agency requirements, but there's an agenda. And you and I've talked about this for years, is how do we improve process, accelerate progress? And I'm going to use the words of the agenda itself, to build towards a more equitable, effective, and accountable government that delivers results. And I just want to close my parting shot with, this is what companies need to be doing. This is clearly what is part of your DNA. So floor is yours for a parting shot on this episode of Something to Talk About.
I think I'm just going to echo your parting shot. Everything that you said, I completely agree with. And I just encourage everybody, keep reading, keep your eyes open, keep those ears open. And just so much of this is about listening and just taking everything in and just thinking it over and figuring out how we can all just best help.
And folks, it's not easy, but it's very rewarding. Samara, I look forward to our next chat.
Same here, Pete. Thank you.